Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. Welcome to this episode. This is going to be a lot of fun. Kind of a little bit of a new format, not totally, but a little bit, because I am starting to do my podcast live on multi-stream, you know, of YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And so I'm doing it that way, a shortened version of it. And then I'm bringing it to you with a fuller kind of like big hug around it. So that's what's happening here, just to give you a little preview of what's going on with this episode. So I hope you're excited about it. Let me welcome you officially to this episode. And if it is your first time listening, my name is Trisha Carr, as I already said, but I wanted to let you know that I've actually been podcasting this show since 2016, so many, many years now. And there's a backlog of episodes. So dive in, dig through. You'll probably find something that'll tickle you in some way. And I just hope that you do. Many guests and also many solo episodes. And if you have been listening for a little bit, well, my goodness, thank you so much. I love you. I feel you. I care about you. And I really do. I'm doing this because of the love that I want to share with everyone. That is the fundamental thing. That is the thing. There would be no other reason to do it if it weren't that. So thank you for being here. And if you would like to join in more, there are ways that you can, you know, first of all, leave a review. That helps us to get kind of linked up. And that's just me asking for something that would really help me too, as I, you know, that helps me to spread the light, because it boosts it in the Google algorithm. So if you haven't yet, and if you do like the podcast, please scroll down in your app and give me some stars. Give me a few words if you like. I would really greatly appreciate that. And so let's dive into some of the things that we're going to talk about today. I do have a guest, a wonderful conversation that I'm going to be sharing with you. My guest is named Carrie Hummingbird. She was actually on the podcast. We were estimating it must have been 2019, so a while ago. Let's get into the conversation here. And afterward, I'm just going to chat with you about the exciting thing that's happening with my YouTube channel, a very special new show, the way that I'm going to be delivering it. And so stay tuned for that. But let's talk about my very special guest in this episode, Carrie Hummingbird, medicine woman, mother, and mentor. She is the founder of Inner Medicine Training, a mystery school that shares potent ancient traditions from the Andes and the Himalayas for owning your wisdom and living your purpose. She is the number one international best-selling author of The Second Wave, Transcending with Human Drama. And Love is Fierce, Healing the Mother Wound, which describes the most direct path to self-realization. As the host of The Soul Nectar Show, Ms. Hummingbird inspires people to lead their lives wide awake and with an authenticity, passion, and purpose that positively impacts others. As a healer and mentor, she catalyzes mind shifts that transform life challenges into gifts of wisdom. Her newest book, to be released on Earth Day of 2023, so it's already out, is Inner Medicine, Becoming One with Mother Earth for the Survival of Humanity. So this wonderful and fun conversation with Carrie Hummingbird is really the nectar from the soul that I could use this day. And I hope you enjoy it as well. So stay tuned after the conversation and I'll chat with you about some other exciting things coming up. And now it's time for me to welcome my guest who has been on the podcast before. She's dynamic, she's beautiful, she's powerful, she's spiritual. She is a medicine woman and her name is Carrie Hummingbird. Welcome to the show, Carrie.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here. And of course, I wanted to everyone to meet my new kitty, Sensei.
Oh.
Hi, this is Sensei. I'm pretty sure he's an old soul because he has that look in his eyes quite a bit. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm on Earth again. I'm an animal.
Oh, he's like, but at least really I'm in the arms of someone who's just so amazing. Aww. Yeah. And so if you're listening, because we're publishing this on the podcast too, she got a tiny little kitten. He's all silvery, slate gray. He's like a gunmetal gray with a blue-green eye and little sockies, little toe sockies, little white toe sockies. Hi, little Sensei. Sockies. Welcome to the
beautiful
show.
Beautiful, wise eyes. He's an old soul. Yes, he is. Amazing. He likes to play with earrings, though.
Is what is he like 3 months old? No, maybe 2.5 months old.
No, he's like 2 months old. Yeah. He's like 9 weeks.
Got the little belly. I love that little belly.
Mm, I'm going to put him down. Otherwise, okay. I won't be able to talk. I'm like so distracted by him. He's so lovely. Okay.
Well, Carrie, you have a new book out. Is that right? Would you like to tell us about the book?
I do. It's purple. It's got a purple cover. I just have to show the pretty cover.
I love
it. It's so pretty. It's got Mama Earth right in the center, and she's glowing.
Yes.
So amazing. It's called Inner Medicine, Becoming One with Mother Earth for the Survival of Humanity. And yes, it sounds like dun, dun, dun. But, you know, we not to be afraid or anything, but we are at that point where we need to get very serious about our choices on Earth. And, right. And this book is going to help us get aligned with Mama Earth. And so we can take the actions that support a better future for our descendants. And so that's what I'm out here talking about.
I agree. I actually went live, probably a couple of months ago here on YouTube to just give a channeled message here. I'm going to pop your website up there. Carrie with a K, K-E-R-R-I, and the word hummingbird is her last name. So pretty easy to find her website. But anyway, on that live channeled message that I did to my, because I don't plan it. obviously, right? I don't plan a channeled message. But the frequency that came through was really talking about Mama Earth and more so our relationship with her. She's much more healthy. She's healthy. We are the disease that she will survive.
He's back. He wants to be part of this. Back. He doesn't like to be excluded.
He's so gorgeous with the sapphire eyes.
Yeah. So Mama Earth, I mean, this is really part of it, right? Like mm-hmm. We're supposed to be here to be the stewards, yes. You know, the stewards of the planet, the stewards of the animals and the plants and life on Earth, the oceans, mm-hmm. You know, and we've been kind of self-interested. I think we all realize that. And it's our opportunity now to expand our consciousness, to lift our consciousness out of our human dramas. You know, I mean, we were really wrapped up in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's time for us to, you know, consider the other beings on the planet that are relying on us to make good choices for everyone and for them. You know, like little Sensei here, I've got to feed him good food, you know, as I've heard some terrible things about how cat food is created. So I've got to make good choices for his little body so he's healthy. And so beyond that, we have to make good choices for all of Earth. And we might not know what those choices are. So that's why we have to get good at listening. We get connected with Mama Earth and start really listening to what she's trying to tell us, which requires some presence. And we don't have a whole lot of that, do we?
Presence.
We're super busy.
It's true. It is the law of correspondence, as above, so below. The way that we are not taking care of the environment or Mother Earth is because we are disconnected with that care for ourselves. And so it is ramping up in the outside to show us what we're missing on the inside. And presence is the main thing, because when we hear something like this, sometimes we just feel guilt or we feel shame or we start to blame. And that's because we don't have the tools, but we do. But I mean, like, that's the frequency, that's the mindset that we're living in. How do you help people? How do you invite people to find a way to be present and at peace with gaining those tools and being able to listen? Where do they start?
Yeah. So it starts with the breath. You know, I mean, and this is across all traditions. It's very basic. That's why every single tradition talks about the breath.
Yeah.
The breath is our access back to remember a reciprocity. Yes. We receive, we give, we receive, we give. We go into our bodies and we've got to recalibrate. So a little bit of knowledge about how our brains work is really important for everybody to know. Little basic things about your human vessel. Mm-hmm. Like when we're doing shallow breathing, it activates the reptilian brain because the body's not getting the oxygen it needs. And so it goes into fight or flight. It gets really super scared, like it's not going to survive. And it's actually being starved of oxygen. So it really isn't, you know, so we need to take deep breaths into the belly. But we've been conditioned as women to take shallow breaths because we want our belly to be flat. all the things that we've been taught are against what we actually need. So we've got to rewire by doing the opposite. Take those deep belly breaths, let the belly expand, fill up the lungs completely, and then release that breath. We need to slow everything down. That is the major message I have today for everyone here. We need to slow it all down, really slow. And that's the opposite of what we're being taught. We're taught, speed it up. I only have 10 seconds. 10 seconds to, I need to learn the entire universe in 10 seconds.
No, if you're on TikTok, it's 5 to 7 seconds. So
it's not going to happen. It's like, that's ridiculous. That's the opposite direction of where we actually need to be. Mm-hmm. Where we need to be is in spaces where we can relax and slow down and actually deepen our breath, get into our bodies. You know, none of the major realizations that are brilliant, genius realizations happen in 10 seconds.
Yeah. No.
If they happen in 10 seconds, it's because you spent the last 2 hours meditating. You
know? Exactly.
Because and then it drops in.
Yeah, you removed, you know? You removed the mastery that time has over you. You've allowed time to be your bitch. You know what I mean?
We created time, by the way.
Right?
And that's what how is so ridiculous about this whole thing, is that humanity created the idea of time. So now we're being enslaved by our own creation.
Yeah.
We need to stop that. Mm-hmm. FOMO. We can miss out. It's okay. You don't need to know all the things going on. What you just need to do is pick and choose what's going to nurture you, what's going to enrich you, and leave the rest of the stuff. It's just cotton candy. You don't need cotton candy. Mm-hmm. What you need is deep, nurturing, restorative food, restorative thought, restorative contemplation, restorative time in nature. You know, we need to slow way down and reflect. And this August, actually, we're getting a whole month, right, of like every planet in retrograde. So we're getting the re's.
Yes. It's already kicking my butt, especially Saturn retrograde. Saturn retrograde, I don't know, I'm not a very good astrologer. I favor human design, which, you know, has some astrology, but I don't know where Saturn is in my chart, but it's definitely somehow the up my butt. planet when it's in retrograde. I really purge so much. I purge anger that I had no idea I had. So yeah. And is it, I mean, what are there, like 3 or 4 that are already in retrograde? And it's going to be like,
it's going to be all of them. Yeah. So in my program, inner medicine, my next inner medicine program starts in August. So I'm like, ooh, we're going to tell everybody about this before that happens. But, you know, but then it's going to be great because once you're in the inner medicine, right, now you're in. And that's the place of re. All these places, mm-hmm. like the stuff that you're teaching, Tricia, all the things that we teach is the re. Review, the reconsider, the, you know, remember. Yes. That's all the re's. And we do that in our work. So August is a perfect time to be in a program.
Oof, I'm getting chills.
Yeah. Because I'm like, get signed up now, you know, like sign up now and you'll be prepared for the re's. Doing the re's is fine by yourself, but it's actually better in the group because we're designed for mirroring and reflection. Mm-hmm. And so we see in another person, somebody shares in the group their story. We go, that's my story.
Yes. And we will be right back. Easy Intuition and Meditation, your 30-day roadmap for an empowered life guided from within. It is live now. Only $98. This course is delivered as daily meditations, lessons, and prompts over the course of 30 days, and you have a whole year to access. Now, the intention here is to help you to gain that sovereignty in your consciousness, to be deeply intuned and attuned to your intuition, and to have that show up in your life. So if you have been feeling bewildered or lost or uninspired, this sense of needing to be on your life's mission, well, it all comes down to you and you. And meditation is the portal for this. If you have struggled in the past to have a meditation practice that is self-healing and inspiring, or if you are just ready to upgrade and rekindle a deep romance with the universe through your meditation practice, well, this is designed for that. And if you would like to get in touch with your intuition so it can direct your life, whether for the first time or one of the first times or for the 100th time, again, this is for you. This is extremely high value and very affordable, $98. You have access to the first lesson now, and you will get all of the lessons and meditations in a 30-day cycle. If you check out out. If you want to go and check out the information page, you have a sample of the lessons, you have a sample of the meditation, so you can really get the idea of this. We have high quality produced meditations, easy to digest education that is attuning and meditative in and of themselves, lessons on divination, lessons on human design, prompts for journaling, self-inquiry and divination. And for a limited time only, we have bonus healing sessions. If you're listening to this now, you definitely want to check when those healing sessions are coming up. Now, I will tell you, they are very soon, and these are bonus to it. They are group, they are powerful to give us a sense of that upgrade and a sense of community and a sense of witnessing under this container of spirit. So check it out. It's coming up very soon. I can't wait to see you there. Empowered Empath. This is a program designed for the sensitive soul, for the person with that empathic nature. And by the way, that is a healing ability. However, this is a healing ability that you can't turn off. You cannot turn off your empathic nature because it's more than just a psychic or healing ability. It is also how you are designed. So the Empowered Empath is a powerful program that is also gentle, consists of 4 modules with 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura tuning meditations, and we have bonus group healing and coaching sessions that are coming up really soon. You definitely want to check the show notes so you can see when those are coming up. You have access to it for a whole year. You'll be able to continue to water the garden of your empathic nature. You'll learn how to feel centered and peaceful as a sensitive person, how to use your gifts as a superpower that they are meant to be, and you'll be receiving attunement and healing and new life strategies to live in the power and purpose of your sensitive nature. It's especially tailored for those who want to turn their empathic and sensory overwhelm into intuitive strength. It is immersive yet very gentle program, and it's suitable for all levels of development. And I especially recommend it for those whose human design body graph reveals that they have an undefined emotional solar plexus. So if you are just ready to turn that sensitive sponging into the thing that we really need right now, we need your sensitive genius shining on this planet to be in the high frequency, high functioning of your sensitive superpower. So join Empowered Empath. You have access to the lessons starting right away. Oh, by the way, it's very affordable and even comes with payment plans. Only $177 for all of this content, and you can make a payment plan of 3 months or 6 months. I made it extremely affordable and accessible because I know what it's like to need the help. So if it's your first time of really healing your empathic nature, or you need to do it another time, this is the program for you. I can't wait to see you there. And now back to the show.
They're telling a piece of me. And we can learn from each other that way.
Oh my gosh. Yes, that's what I call it, spiritual osmosis. So we grow exponentially when we are witnessing one another, whether you are being the witness or you're being witnessed, you grow exponentially. And I'll do like these coachings and group coaching, hot seat coaching. And like at the end of the meeting, I'll be like, hey, hey, Melissa, you don't have to, you didn't say anything, but I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge you, make sure you felt like you had some space if you want, and she, will unmute herself and be like, oh, I didn't need to say
I
anything.
Got it.
Everyone had all the questions that I didn't even know I had.
Exactly.
And I'm great.
Because when one person does the work, they do it for all of us.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean lean back and let everybody else do the work. Because I know some of us that are light workers, if you've been on the planet for a while doing this work, like I just had a healing with a first waiver. For those of us who like first wave, want to know about the first wave, the second wave. My last book was The Second Wave, Transcending the Human Drama. The first wave people have been on the planet now doing this for 70, 80 years. They're like, I am so done. Like, I am tired. I'm exhausted. I've been lifting this thing up the mountain and I just want some help, please. Yeah. Yeah. And as second waivers too, we've been in this for a long time, our whole lives so far, working it hard, bringing this stuff up, lifting it up. And so here's something that came through from my client yesterday, if it helps anybody in that position right now, is the question. We need to change the question of the universe. Now the question is something more like, how does my deep wisdom and inner medicine benefit the world?
Yes.
How can I bring my deep inner medicine and my wisdom and my life experience into the world to create heaven on earth, to create blessings, to be a walking blessing? How can I do that today? That is really the shift in focus, because otherwise it gets really heavy if your mind's focused on how much longer do we get there? Are we at the Great Awakening yet? When is it going to happen? Is this it? Because it feels nasty. Because it is. We're still seeing all the shadows. And so that's really what all, yeah, about from the beginning of time.
That's yes. what Jody says. She's been here since the beginning of time. I think.
Yeah,
is what
exactly. She's saying. One of the commenters. Like, when is this experiment over? Because right. it's getting old.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're about to change this whole thing. That's why we came here. We came here, those of us who remember this, and those of you who don't and say, this woman's saying stuff I don't know. That's okay. Just be exactly where you are. It's fine. Mm-hmm. For the rest of us that know what I'm talking about, we have been here a really long time. And we've been playing out different aspects of this whole human thing. And what do we want to do with this human experiment? And how do we want to evolve it? How do we want to change it? And we all collectively agreed that it's going to Homo Luminous. So that's the next spot, right? Is divinity, remembering divinity inside the human body. That's the next spot. And some of us are starting to get there or are already kind of pretty much in that space. And so we're still doing our shadow work, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's, I recommend whether you do inner medicine or any other shadow work program, do a shadow work program because yeah. we got to integrate the shadow. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just mantra our way through the Great Awakening and stay in the light. We've got to get down into the deep roots. You know, mm-hmm. we've been in the branches, a lot of us in the branches going, the branches are saving us from this heavy, dense earth experience. Get me out of here. we have to go down the trunk and into the roots. We got to get all the way in the roots and really embrace everything that's been coming today. Yeah. How, who can I enrich today? Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's Crystal coming in on the podcast, on the live feed with this beautiful mantra to ask ourselves, who can I enrich today? Thank you so much, Crystal. That's gorgeous. Crystal, the pet nanny. Oh, do you live near me? I always need it. I never travel anymore because I don't have anyone to take care of my animals. And also it hurts my body to be away from them. Yeah. But, you know, it's also important to pick the right shadow work program, because I think there has also been just to round this out, I would say Carrie's is the right program. Mine are the right programs, because we do want someone who understands how to honestly be able to handle someone who could be in some kind of trauma still, because there are some self-taught practitioners who really don't understand that not everyone moves the same way as other people. And so it has to be a gentle space where things happen organically for each individual. And I would love to hear more about, thank you. Oh, perfect, Carrie. I'm going to put that up here. Inner Medicine is your book and it's on Amazon now. That's exciting.
When was it released? I'm recording the Audible.
Yeah.
Earth Day.
Oh, I love it.
Came out. And so I've been recording the Audible. The Audible recording is done and it's been edited and now I'm uploading it. But, you know, Audible takes about a month to get it out there. But, you know, it's really important to find the right space. And I would say the best way to tell if you're working with a mentor that's going to support you is if you are working with someone who owns their own shadows right up front. If you're working with somebody who pretends to be perfect, that's a lie. Like, none of us are perfect. But if you work with somebody who owns their flaws up front or their mistakes or, you know, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, thank you for sharing that. Or I'll work on that. If you have somebody that's willing to do that, then you're in the game with somebody who's in the game of ascension. And I feel like we all need our own places to be held right now. So if you are one of those coaches, you need to be held.
Yes.
We cannot navigate this thing by ourselves. We can try, but there is a lot of shadow. And the smoky mirror is thick at this time on the planet. It's very thick. So we want to be able to keep ourselves always exploring, always in patience, always being held and supported. And we held and support each other. I've got my own mentors. I always have mentors. Mm-hmm. I feel like that keeps driving me forward on my work. And so I think that that's important for all of us to consider is, are you still doing your work? Because if you've got somebody that thinks that they've arrived, I'd be scared actually by that. It would scare me. They've arrived maybe until their family visits, you know, and you know,
until their ex calls.
Until their ex calls. So, you know, it's important. And as a mentor, I have this section in my book actually called Shadow Dancing. Yeah. And one of the things I say is, like, if you can't be out there in the world freely and you've got to kind of curate your reality so as to not provoke your shadows, think about that. You know, really, if you want to ascend, if you really want to integrate your consciousness, we need to be able to deal with anything that life throws at us, right? Mm-hmm. And so trying to curate reality, and I'm only saying it because I used to try to curate my reality to avoid negative, toxic people. And then I realized, wait a second, that's my shadow. I'm projecting my shadow out on these people. Mm-hmm. So I need to be able to be okay with them just the way they are. That's my work to do. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the Four Agreements, which I know that I'm sure your audience has heard of the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful book, and it gives us like, you know, some four basic agreements to conduct our life. And we need simple agreements. We don't need like really, obviously we get confused when it gets longer than a few pages. So we need some help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's, I would say just everything that life is delivering to you is for you, as mm-hmm. you through you. And so that's your medicine. That's working through that is your pathway. And it's not a punishment. It's a reclamation of energy. It's a reclamation of the past and choices made and, you know, stepping into a new way of being through the reclamation of those shadows.
Mm, yes. Amen. You know, and that curating the reality, that's really just a work in non-presence, thinking ahead of what will go wrong and then trying to manipulate it in advance. Whereas if you just show up and be present and trust, as you said, everything is happening for you, to you and through you, then your genius can flow out in that situation. Someone may learn from you. You may learn from them, hopefully all of that. And that's the reason why we came here. And we will expand in those moments. And that's something it's new level, same devil, because I just feel like I've just up leveled to some degree here, but I'm still raw from it. And those planets are going to retrograde and burn me more.
Yeah, but I'm in this that is space. A refinement.
It is.
You're being refined. And so, yeah, it hurts. It's not, this is not a fluffy path. Like we did not choose a fluffy path coming to Earth at this time.
Yeah.
That was before when we got to go to the beaches and hang out and have the Mai Tais and have all the fun and everything. That was before.
Yeah.
Now we're doing something different. Now this is deep inner medicine. It's your soul work. And it's a more enriching life.
It is.
When we really embrace it, it's so enriching. It opens our hearts. It opens our minds. It helps us to connect with our family more mm-hmm. lovingly, more understanding, more compassion. And it helps us to see the tragedies in the world as from that bigger soul perspective of, oh, those souls need that lesson. That's what's going on here. They need that lesson. We don't learn anything except by experience.
Yes.
And we can't be taught. We can try to teach somebody in a book, but it won't actually sink in until they experience it. So this whole thing is experiential. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've been just trying to create a false reality to avoid experiencing some of these painful things. And now we just need to kind of, like you said, just like, okay, I'm raw, I'm vulnerable, but my heart's open. Mm-hmm. I'm going to show up in the presence and I'm going to bring my love to it. And I have no idea what's going to happen. And that's okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Hey, y'all who are live on the feed, do you have any comments? You have any questions? Go ahead and pop them in there. We'd love to hear from you. If you have anything you want to share, or if you want to ask a question for Carrie and me, we are here for you. Carrie, I would love to hear some more of the specifics about inner medicine. What is this work like and how is it structured and how can, and you know, yeah. Can people access this now? I know that's a pro. I mean, not the book. The book I do want to hear about, but I mean, the program though, right? Your program is also called Inner Medicine. Tell me all about
it. Yeah, the program is Inner Medicine. So the book and the program are based in the medicine wheel, which is an indigenous teaching of earth support. So the South, the West, the North, and the East. And I work, my medicine is backed by the Karo Nation out of Peru in the Sacred Valley. Peru in the Sacred Valley is now the spiritual epicenter of the earth as of 2012. And we knew this back in 2012, there was a shift. This is why everybody wants to go to Peru, mm-hmm. you know? And I got led to Peru too, like in 2012. I was like, I don't even know why I was going there. What's going on? Because I was unconscious. And that amount of time I've woken up. So, I mean, it's amazing medicine. And essentially what it teaches is also based in the Four Agreements and is working with the animal allies. It's working with Mother Earth consciousness to embody, because like I said, we were in the branches. We need to get down in the roots, and that's Mother Earth. So we got to embrace her consciousness, her support, her allies, you know, her medicine. Yeah. So we're embodying that. Mm-hmm. And I also incorporate the Himalayan medicine of the Gene Keys. Ooh. You know, the Gene Keys are based in the I Ching. I know you've heard of Gene Keys. It's like, woohoo, Gene Keys! Because I heard you talking about human design. I'm like, oh, Trisha knows
I love the Gene Keys too. They're so, well, because I'm a reflector. And so the Gene Keys I really love because, you know, it's really digging into the gates. It's really digging into the I Ching. I love the I Ching so much. And I'm getting the spirit chills because the I Ching, it's medicine, magic, it's ancient. It is showing how humans, how we have everything we need. It just came out of us. And you guys, if you don't know, so I Ching is how many thousands of years old? Three? Something like that?
Three or 4,000. Yeah. I think over 3,000
years old. And so the I Ching was actually originally just for counting. It was just basically a numerical system. They started using it for divination. And then they started realizing, you know, just the deep wisdom of it. But then when they opened the genome not too long ago, they recognized, they could see that the I Ching and the genome, they look the same. They overlay on one another perfectly. Yeah. It's amazing. Anyway, so Gene Keys, and, for those who don't
Richard
know.
Rudd. Yes. Oh my God. Richard Rudd is a bard. He's a poet. He has done an amazing job channeling the frequencies because they are frequencies.
They are.
And he has done an amazing job channeling the frequencies and putting it into words what they each mean. Yeah. And it's for us Western people, we really need that bridge because understanding right from the I Ching can be a little challenging for our consciousness, but the bridge is really helpful. And they are frequencies. And so what I did is I just took the Gene Keys frequencies from the Himalayas and all this ancient Chinese wisdom, and I just plopped it over here in the Andes Mountains inside the Mesa, which is their mestano, is their cloth that they put all their sacred objects in. They use sacred objects to capture certain energies to create your universe by representation inside this cloth. And so everything you put inside the cloth transforms you.
Yes.
Which is like, woohoo, let me put some more stuff in that. So I really, really love the Gene Keys. I really love all of that medicine. And I love this tangibility of holding your frequencies in your hands with stones. Because these stone medicines, stone medicine is very powerful. They're not dead. They're really alive and they're really wise, the stones and the crystals.
Absolutely.
So they anchor these Gene Keys for you inside your Mesa, and then your Mesa helps you transform your relationship with your life's Gene Keys, which is helpful because some of those Gene Keys are really difficult. You know, they are hard to master, and we're here to master them. So that's my, you can see, I could talk all day about it. I have a whole webinar, actually, if anybody wants, Dragonfly Lightning webinar. It's on my website for free and you can check it out. It goes through detail about all this kind of stuff.
So your Gene Keys, you can find your Gene Key chart just by Googling. It's Gene, G-E-N-E, like, you know, your genealogy, Gene Keys, and you can Google it. There's a book by Richard Rudd called The Gene Keys, and I love to listen to it on audio, but you get your hologenetic profile, and it's basically showing you all the spheres of, you know, that make up your hologenetic profile. And it is like Richard Rudd worked with Ra Uruhu and human design for like 13 years or something. And then he kind of enhanced from that, this whole Gene Keys. So it's based on, not really based on human design. It's an additional inspiration. It's an additional channeling. Yeah. Maybe it's more tangential, but they definitely, you know, have a lot of overlap. It's just amazing, though, and how the emphasis on the lines. I mean, there's emphasis on lines in human design too. But I was actually just today, I had my Gene Key that's in my vocation showed up in my meditation and said, "Remember, you play. That's what you do. You're innocent." Because I think it's 30, and it's the line is 3, and it's like it's innocence. The innocence that is the most creative kind of innocence, that when a child is at play. And I was like, that's right. I'm making it all serious. And that's not what it's about.
No, seriousness. I have that in my chart too. Oh, and nice. I saw Crystal's comment. Yeah. This is why because there's a lot of information about the Gene Keys. And I do like to read the information. It's very powerful. But the cool thing about working with the mystery in a mystery school is that when you place you tell your stone, you're going to carry this Gene Key for me, and you put it in your Mesa, and then you pull it out every so often and just hold it and contemplate. you're getting the frequencies without all the mental chatter and the mental work. It just, it embodies.
Yes.
And so it's a lot less studying and trying to figure things out. It's more like just being with it and breathing with it. And that's what animism, you know, practice in the Andes Mountains helps us do by putting those frequencies in certain objects, giving them meaning, and then we can work with them tangibly. We can hold them. We can work with them to upgrade our field. And so, yeah, like it's like a download. Exactly. Like you get your own download about it. You get your own insights just by sitting and being with it, holding it in your hands and being still. If you keep it by your bedside, if you get a mesa, you work on this program and you put it by your bedside, it'll be working with you all night as you sleep. Like it'll
so
everywhere
important.
You go with it. Yeah. It's easier, you know,
it is.
Well, we have enough time to process mentally all the stuff that we're looking at.
Yeah. And the mind is a big problem, you know, and that's what we are trained, because we're trained that what we want to do with our bodies, and God bless all of the parents and teachers, they're doing the best they can to help us to understand how to survive in this world. But still, and nevertheless, we are trained to stop doing what our bodies want, which is play and create and just be present, and to go and, you know, wake up, stop imagining and go and do, you know, stop being and go and do. And that's all very mind, very mental. And Carrie, I'm going to share with you, I had an epiphany while I was talking to someone on the podcast once. And I just saw this vision of how we will go, like when we get frustrated because we're trying to learn something, and we'll go like, I'm trying to understand. And we'll even kind of look up sometimes, like I'm trying to understand. And literally you are standing under the information. It's supposed to be informed. Yeah. It's supposed to be embodied, as you're saying. So if I'm trying to understand, I'm trying to stand under something that's information, it's supposed to come into my form. And so, yes, this is when the mind is saying there's so much I want to learn and you know, I'll never get to do it. Let that be just abundance that the body gets to absorb as in the sustainable and beautiful way. And the mystery is always still out there. There's always something to create a carrot that we can move toward to be satisfied the next day and the next moment, the next day and the next moment.
And this is like also working with the mystery, asking those questions I was mentioning. It's like, okay, I have the shadow of seriousness and mine goes to delight, right? Like Trisha. And so it's like, okay, how can I be delighted by this? Mystery, please show me, please reveal to me how I can be delighted by this thing I'm so dang serious about. And I'll hold that stone and I'll just be with it. You know, how can I be delighted by this? What is there for me? Yeah. And this is an interaction. This is an ongoing, you know, interaction. We have a once a week class that we gather all together, but the mystery is always working with you.
Yes.
It's always working with you. So I'm just holding space and helping you integrate it. That's all. Mm-hmm. And it's fun and I love it. So that's the main thing. If it's not fun for you, don't do it. You know,
that's my rule too, is that we're only here to have fun and to love on each other.
And we're entertaining ourselves by describing ourselves to ourselves anyway at the higher level.
That's right. Exactly. Well, Carrie, well, we are out of time. We're over time a little bit, but I want to make sure, show us the book again. We have Inner Medicine. Oh, yeah. It's on Amazon. The program is also called Inner Medicine. And the kitty is called Sensei.
Sensei is my kitty. He's been here the whole time, walking around, clawing at my leg and exploring. I don't even know where he is right now. He's around here somewhere.
Well, it's been really great. To remind me, when was the last, do you remember? Was it before the pandemic? I don't even remember.
Because we talked about the second wave book and that came out in 2019, July.
Oh, wow. So, it doesn't seem that long. But see, again, the time is warped in such a strange way lately. So, we can wrap this up. Is there any last thing you want to share with everyone before we call this a transmission?
Yeah, is that the more that you open up to the mystery, the more that you're willing to release everything you think you know about yourself and the world, the more those downloads will just start coming inside your brain. And trust them, follow them, because that is your breadcrumb path. back to yourself. Mm-hmm. And when you get into yourself more fully, the more you get into yourself, the wisdom just flows through you. You don't need to think about it anymore. It's just moving through you. It's just coming through you, as your higher consciousness. And your higher consciousness is not limited with understanding things. Mm-hmm. So just stay on the path. Just keep unfolding and opening.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, thank you for the beautiful work that you're doing. And, you know, just really, you're such a wonderful role model. Can you tell me, that, since you do know, can you tell me, like, your human design? Because we didn't talk about that then. What is your, you know?
I am a 2-4 manifester.
Oh, I love it. I love 2-4s. Apparently, I'm a 5-1. And apparently, 2-4s and 5-1s get on really well. And I do have quite a few 2-4s in my life. So, yeah.
Yeah, my husband is a 5-1 manifesting generator.
Oh, awesome.
And so I like 5-1s because they have lots of information and they can go do all that research. 2-4s, we're not really like that. We just need to dance through life and just sort of like absorb it. And, you know, that's why for me, it works out. I just have the downloads.
Yeah.
And I just, like, when I'm on here, I'm not remembering anything. I'm just letting it move through me and speak, right? It's just like I'm on stage. It's just coming through.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm designed for. I'm not designed to be all serious and know a whole bunch of stuff. But I appreciate people who do because they have the engine to go do that. It's so great.
And what is your authority?
Emotional.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. I love it.
Everybody in my house right now is emotional. All three are, both of our kids that are at home right now and my husband and I are both, we're all emotional authority.
Well, good for you. I mean, my husband's emotional and it can be hard for both of us. When he's in his wave and he's aware he's in his wave and he doesn't want his wave to upset or, you know, like, you know, be too much for me. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I can have my experience. You can have yours. You know, it's like, but it's okay. It can bring us really present, you know, to the fact that he's having a wave, he's having a heightened wave and I'm going to amplify it. And that's both okay.
It's and that's weird. Okay. And it is interesting because my sons are both non-emotional and I never knew all that. So if I didn't know that back in the day, I would have been a lot more conscious about my emotional waves, right? Like I would have been like, oh, wow, this is going to really go through my son. It's a 3 for me, but it's a 10 for him, you know? So whoops.
But it's natural for you. I mean, but it's still natural for you. It's still going to happen. That wave is going to happen. You can't really stop it. I mean, you cannot like indulge it, which I doubt
exactly.
You did, but that's about it.
For a little while. Well, are we kidding? I'm a sage. I'm a storyteller. I indulged it plenty before I realized. And so now I'm more responsible with my storytelling. We talk a lot about that in the book too, the spider medicine. I think it's important for us to all tell better stories right now in this time of the planet and use our word beautifully to create beauty and love and grace. And I love all these systems, the human design, the gene keys, all these ways of us to understand each other so that we don't have to be in such a, you know, quandary about it. We're not cookie cutters. Yeah. We're all different.
I know. Completely different. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Carrie. Carrie Hummingbird, everyone. Thank you for coming on and doing the maiden reboot of doing it live. And just thanks everyone who came on. And I will just say that to those who are watching the live stream, we'll be here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. every Pacific, every week. And Carrie Hummingbird, find her book, find her course, find her website. And we will see you again soon, Carrie. I hope so. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Blessings, everyone.
I hope you had as much fun as I did hanging out with Carrie. I'm going to go on her show, the Soul Nectar Show, again really soon. I was on years ago when she was on my show. I went on her show and we did a whole thing. Her book, I'm just very excited about it. We're like on the same wavelength with all of this stuff. So check out the show notes so you can get her book and so that you can check out her programs and everything else that she's offering. We are really in a very special time. Let's say that. And, you know, I actually really take that very mindful when I say something like that because of my background when I was, you know, having been in religion when I was a younger person and also just from all of my investigation and looking at other religions and then looking at things that are like fear porn, like people trying to frighten people into certain beliefs or certain behaviors or certain ways that they purchase, honestly, true too, or the ways that they vote. There's this common theme that humans have that, you know, like this Armageddon time or this pseudo Armageddon time, like something is going to happen. There was a few years ago, the event, and maybe there was some kind of astrological event, but the way it was blown out of proportion, it was, you know, it was what it was. And that has happened in many different religions time and time again. You know, we had this big panic around Y2K. Some of you may be too young to remember or to have really known that there was all this panic. And you could tell most of us at the time that the Y2K panic was, it just didn't even make any sense. But still, it's a tendency that we have. And I think the tendency to be projecting that there's going to be some big thing that's going to occur, it has to do with humans' destination addiction, the sense that, well, when this happens or when that happens or when I achieve or accomplish this or when I get to this place of my life or whatever, then I can just stop worrying. Everything will be perfect then. That's one thing that's sort of our tendency, a non-presence of projecting forward to some kind of euphoria that we, you know, we are getting to, and it never really comes. It has to do also with, you know, in a collective sense, some people have noticed that that is a way to actually manipulate people. And honestly, I'm not saying that sometimes it's done unconsciously, like the manipulation from someone who is a leader, it may just feel like they just are feeling the surge of the power. Other times, yeah, it is more tactical. I mean, advertising is set up that way with the intention to trigger something in someone to have them purchase something. And of course, politics, as I already mentioned. So anyway, all of that is to say that I recognize that we have this human tendency to be projecting forward to something that's big that's going to happen, that's either going to be cause destruction or rescue, or sometimes a combination of both. And that's not exactly what I'm saying, though, when I say we are in a very special time. We are in a big time of transition and in sort of up-leveling, but it's not going to be just like obvious, probably, to a lot of people. There is in human design a prophecy that is a prophecy in air quotes, because it's actually just looking at what is happening astrologically speaking, where we're shifting a major background frequency. Our background frequency is shifting in 2027. And that's just the best way, that the simplest way to describe it is if you can imagine changing the canvas on a painting, it's going to really shift the whole mood, is going to shift everything. And this only happens about every, I don't know, few hundred years. I can't remember right now. Sometimes the like things like time frames just float out of my head. I think maybe 170 years is when the last time we had one of these changes. So it's interesting that there is actually something we could see in the astrological calendar about it, but we can also just see it in what's happening in our human society. There is this, we already have been seeing it, we already have been experiencing an awakening, a mass awakening, and it is really gaining momentum even more. So when I say that there's a special time and there's this kind of big shift that's happening, not even just going to happen, is happening, I see it as positive. I also see it as, you know, if you weren't really paying attention and you were living your life and it wasn't your really a part of your purpose or this journey for you, for it to be a big deal to you, that it wouldn't be that big of a deal to you. But I don't know. Some people will be provoked into awakening almost surprisingly to them. So one thing I wanted to lay out for you, which I think is pretty plain, but we are actually in a new age. And yeah, there's the age of Aquarius and all of that. But what I'm talking about specifically is really just this new age that we are in as a human collective. You know, back in the early part of the, or early mid 20th century, we had the industrial age. Machines came into society, came into the, you know, the way that we were creating, and it sped up everything. exponentially. And it changed the whole makeup of our society. When you add machines to where everything was being done manual, we've got this exponential increase in speed. It really actually, it changes the way we relate to time and then the way that we relate to life and lifestyle. So we had the Industrial Age. After the Industrial Age, we have the Information Age. And we're still in that. That's still happening. But we're segueing into something that is building upon the Information Age. So in the Information Age, obviously, the beginning of that, we had the dot-com, and we had the, which was a bubble that burst. And you know, throughout that, there was a different kind of commoditization, whereas in the Industrial Age, the human, you know, commodity that was derived from that was, you know, money, of course, which is always the thing. But actual, I mean, we had the gold standard then, and so we had actual money. And also just our actions. So people were, you know, working in factories and then being able to just have a family and a home. And that was really great for a lot of people. But basically, the human labor and the human behavior was the commodity. Information Age, that's still the commodity, but it got heightened. And really, it was human data. It was our information. And so the big players in the, you know, in capitalization and commercialization and everything, they harvested all of our information to be able to, you know, basically manipulate that and provoke us into sales, you know, provoke us into purchasing. And so, you know, that's why Meta got in trouble. One of the reasons they got in trouble was for not guarding the information, the data they had collected from us, and so on and so forth. These are just true facts that have happened in history. I'm not trying to act like I'm all inspired here. But now we are in and are in moving swiftly into a new age from industrialization to information, now into the consciousness age. Now, this is where I did get a bit of a download about this probably 2 or 3 years ago. I can't remember exactly. I could look back when, because I remember it came from Metatron, Archangel Metatron. And basically, the new commodity that is up for grabs, that is available for us, if we can think of the machines speeding us up and then information speeding us up to be able to communicate with someone across the world like that, and that the barriers of time and space have been lifted even more. Well, now we are in the consciousness age, and that is the commodity. Consciousness as a technology, well, that frankly is why ETs are able to travel to us. More advanced races of beings are able to travel to us. They're using consciousness or dimensional technologies. That's how they're able to materialize and dematerialize and trans-dimensional travel and all of that. It is from consciousness, from the actual fabric of consciousness. In quantum physics, there's something called the principle of non-locality, which indicates that all points of space and time are related. And they do not need space and time. They do not have space and time as a barrier or as a medium through which you travel in order for different points of consciousness to come together. So that means telepathy. That means travel. That means instantaneous existing in a space. And that's a true nature of us, because we created time. And the only reason that time is important to us is because we have this significant beginning and this significant ending of this one journey, of this particular journey, a birth and a death. And we draw a line in between that and we say that's what's important. But in fact, we are multidimensional, omnidimensional. We are spirit creating that dimensional, third dimensional, fourth dimensional experience. So the truest part of us is really, or the truer, or the higher world of us is not subject to time. In fact, time is a property of you, of us, of the individual. And so that all comes back to this fabric, the frequency of consciousness. It is very important now for us to be on our life mission to expand consciousness. Boiling anyone's life mission down to the most simplest, the broadest terms, we are here to expand our consciousness. Because the expansion of our consciousness, the expansion of us, is the expansion of the universe. Not only us, animals and nature and the planet and everything. You know, the universe is expanding. This is a scientific fact. And we are a big part of that. We are one of the big components of that. So you can imagine why fundamentally, or in the most simplest terms, your expansion of your consciousness is your mission. It is the most satisfying thing that can be accomplished, because it is the primordial thing that can be accomplished as a spirit creating a human life. And so this is why it is so crucial for us right now, all of these different things that we're moving around and observing in this little chat here, that we are in our mastery and our sovereignty of our consciousness. I know life is tough. My life is tough too. And there are challenges and there are struggles. But none of that means anything if your consciousness is owned by something or someone else. If you are not in who you truly are, in that as a base, as an embodiment, as a way that you are moving in your life, then it doesn't make any difference about money or health or any relationships. It really doesn't. I mean, of course, I'm not diminishing those things are important, but supremely important. You know, someone can have all of the money in the world and gained it by ways that came through their consciousness being unwell. And so they are still unhappy in all of those dollars or a relationship. And they're still unhappy because it was gained while their consciousness and through the medium of a consciousness being unwell or being sick or being owned by something or someone else. And so a couple of things I want to point out to you, and I'm going to be talking about this on the podcast, on other people's podcasts, and also on my YouTube channel, which I'll tell you a little bit about that. I have something exciting happening there, is that I'm just going to introduce this to you now, and then I'll keep building upon it, that there's something that is triggering us into surrendering our consciousness to something or someone else that is rampant, and it is called logical fallacy. A logical fallacy is an argument that basically cheats and cuts corners, and it actually is a manipulation. It's not supposed to be, honestly, it's not supposed to be in any kind of journalism. It's not supposed to be in any kind of debate. It really shouldn't be in any intelligent conversation or communication. And when I say shouldn't, I'm shooting the people who know better. I'm shooting the people who are journalists and they are now owned by some commercial agency. You know, the news isn't the news. The news is a commercial. And that these people are trained, including the owners of the news networks, trained in proper debate and in what is fair logic. And yet, and in that training, they have chosen to use these tools to create that fear in people. And so basically a logical fallacy, for example, there's many different ones, but like slippery slope is a logical fallacy to say, let's say if your mom said, just as a silly example, if you wear that short skirt, you're going to wind up pregnant. I mean, that's an extremely slippery slope that she's put you on. And, you know, that's just a very like simple example. But to be able to use that kind of manipulation, this is in fact what it is. You may or may not know, if you're new, you don't know, but I am a transpersonal hypnotherapist. I'm a hypnotherapist. I have degrees in clinical hypnotherapy and mind-body psychology. Obviously, I'm also a spiritual teacher and a channel and an intuitive. And so what I observe about logical fallacies, the way these are being used, and false premises, another one, a slippery slope, ad hominem, and I'm just mentioning some things in case you're like me and you like to investigate things. These are they function as rapid hypnotic inductions. A rapid hypnotic induction is something that, if you've ever seen a stage hypnotist, first of all, a stage hypnotist is using hypnosis in a different way that it's used in hypnotherapy, just always have to mention that. But essentially, a stage hypnotist can see who in the audience is more suggestible And that's why they bring up like 15 or 10 people, because even all of that set of 10, they aren't as suggestible as they need them to. It usually boils down to 1 to 3 people out of the whole audience and out of the subset of the audience. And then, you know, you have those few people who are that suggestible. And so the people that are that suggestible, the stage hypnotist will utilize that a technique of rapid induction, also called shock induction. And so this is able to target someone's very open suggestibility and get them to come under the hypnotic trance very quickly. And by the way, it doesn't just take a certain kind of type in order to be highly suggestible. We are all highly suggestible at different points in our day. And this is, you know, when sometimes when we get really stressed out, we're going to be very highly suggestible. When we are very, when there's been a lot of information coming at us that overloads us, makes us more suggestible because it wears out the critical mind. It becomes really distorted and disorganized. And that makes us open without us, you know, being consciously aware or intentional about to what we are being open. And so that's how in certain kinds of debates, advertising and different just things that are commoditized and commercialized, logical fallacy is something that is used as a rapid induction to create a little bit of a zzz in your logical mind, in your conscious mind, to overload it, to create a fear response, pop you into fight flight, which is a highly suggestible state. Now, I'm just going to kind of leave it here. I'll break all of this down more. I want to leave it to you for your investigation. But if you can at all kind of sense what I'm talking about, when you hear something that is, you know, it's not making a lot of sense, but you get this like, ooh, I feel like that, you know, it just kind of caused me to be a little bit afraid. Consider that that might be one of those rapid inductions, whether it's a logical fallacy or probably is a logical fallacy, where they just line two things up together and say it with authority and make you feel afraid. I shudder to say make you feel, because nothing truly can make you feel, but you know what I mean? It provokes that response, or is begging that response out of us. And what we need to do in those times is to make sure that we basically wake ourselves up from hypnosis. Look out the windows, clap your hands together. Say to yourself, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. Count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, meaning 5 things that you see, 4 things that you hear, 3 things that you smell, 2 things that you taste, 1 thing that you feel, or you can do those in different orders there. Bring yourself back into your body, back into your physical reality, and wake yourself up so you're not being suggestible, open, vulnerable to some other person's message, to basically own a part of your consciousness. Now, that's what we can do day to day to raise our awareness of, you know, these little things that can happen in our life. But we also are working in our spiritual development, our spiritual expansion. Spiritual expansion, consciousness expansion, those are synonymous. So whatever it is that you are doing as a job or a career or a lifestyle, if you're here, you are a spiritual seeker. You are one who is pursuing spiritual expansion. And so I just encourage you to give yourself permission to be in that practice, to have mentors, to have, ways that you are, which you already are. If you're listening to a podcast like this, that means that you are doing that. And so I encourage you to do that and continue to give yourself ways to own your consciousness and expand in it. And I have a couple of ways you can do that right now. This is my introducing something for you. This is the, I am offering 2 very affordable programs. One is Easy Intuition and Meditation. It's a 30-day journey delivered to you daily. And it is lessons and meditations and ways to help to attune you to your intuition, including meditation, to be able to actually, you know, if you show up for it, to be able to learn to love or enhance that meditation practice, to build it for the first time or to build it in a new way, like, renewing your vows with meditation if you have that practice. And then there are lessons that are also delivered in a meditative way on human design, on divination, some journaling, and just different things that help us to clear out some of the things that would be the shadow, to alchemize them, and then also just to uplift ourselves. So 30-day journey, it's really awesome. You have a year access to it, which is awesome because you can do it over and over. You could cherry pick as you go through it. You have instant access to it. It's only $98, only $98. And the reason I make this very affordable is because I want it to be available to people. And it is a lot of work that I put into it, a lot of heart, a lot of creativity, and I'm very excited about it. And so I want you to check it out. Now, also, I'm doing occasionally bonus meetings, meaning we'll come together, those who have this program, and we will do healing sessions together. And this is, again, this is a bonus, so it's going to happen just every now and again. And those are coming up as to kick this off. Those are coming up in August. August 8th, the 8-8 portal. Woo, that's so cool. And August 29th. They're both on Tuesdays. They're both at 4:30 Pacific. They're both available in replay. Please do consider doing this for yourself. The other program that is also very affordable and available now is Empowered Empath. I am rebooting this program with new information, with fresh, modern, what is concerning us right now as sensitives, as empaths. And we are called, we are needed more than ever for us to be in the strength and sovereignty of our sensitive nature. And so this is also available starting on July 11th, so far as the education is concerned. And it's going to be a deeply attuning yet gentle and profound program with four modules that have 8 life-altering lessons, 4 aura attuning meditations, and we also will have 2 bonus live group coaching meetings, and this is for a limited time. And those are coming up also in August. We have August 1st and August 22nd. And this is the stuff. When we come together to witness one another in our healing journey, we receive a resonance frequency of each other's healing. It's exponential beyond our own individual healing, beyond something we could do on our own or just one-on-one with someone else. And this is a passion that I have to work with these group containers because it is so incredibly beautiful. And I've seen so much magic happen with it. So that is also very affordable. And throughout the year access that you have to it, the next time that we have those bonus meetings, you will be invited to it. So you really want to check that out. It's also extremely affordable. It's right now, it's $177, and there are payment plans. You could do a 3-month or a 6-month, makes it very accessible. Again, making it this accessible, as affordable as I can afford to make it because of my passion to uplift us and heal us all. There you go. That's what I have for you in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that it served you and your soul in some way. And I hope that you are giving yourself permission to be even more you because we need you. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.